The best time to get a great deal on a Jeep SUV is now, during the Summer of Jeep event. Visit Jeep.com or your local Jeep brand dealer to find the perfect Jeep SUV for you. Hurry in and make this the Summer of Jeep. Right now, during the Summer of Jeep, purchase and get 10% below MSRP on the 2023 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 or Renegade Latitude 4x4. Not compatible with lease offers or with any other consumer incentive offers. Contact dealer for details. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 7/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.
As a contractor, I choose Hardie Fiber Cement because I've seen it outperform wood-based siding and other hard siding materials. The high-quality craftsmanship translates into beautiful and durable results that leave our customers at G-Fidel extremely satisfied. Using Hardie siding has significantly reduced my callbacks and warranty claims, too.
At James Hardie, we're here to support you, from training materials to resources that can help you generate a greater profit. Learn more about growing your business with us at jameshardie.com/build.
Welcome to MGP 512. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the sheepdog Adam and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys.
Hello girls.
Hello. I don't know where to go with that.
Sheepdog's just being sexist as usual.
He said girls afterwards.
Yeah, but he didn't mean it.
That was an afterthought. Yeah. That was very much in priority order for him. It's like, hello, boys. Oh, better say hello to the girls as well, or I'm going to get cancelled again. So then he's in there. What a sexist.
You know me, I was talking to the girls before the show. I haven't seen the boys in a while.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I don't know where to go with that.
I don't know what that means either, to be fair.
I think he's being a ladies' man.
I see.
I'm just checking the time. It's about due for Sheepdog to start popping out more kids again, isn't it? He's probably impregnating people. That's what he does.
I think we're usually
every couple of years.
I mean, I don't even need to work out. I can just look at Ben's age, and we're a year and a half overdue. He's nearly six, so yeah, we're 2 years overdue by August.
So there's twins coming, is what you're telling us. Well, like one and a half, I guess, if you have one now.
Well, she had to babysit babies at work today. That was her task for the day, go look after some babies. And when she came home, she was talking about how cute they were and that. And I said, I don't have any more. And she said, nah, I'm too old for that. And I thought,
Starts talking about babies being cute, it's time to hit your nuts with a hammer.
I thought, this is where the seed starts, isn't it? This is, oh, I'm too old for that. Yeah. And then she'll start feeling bad about being too old for it. And then she'll be a 42-year-old having twins. And it'll be like, in 2 years' time, I mean. And,
Have fun with that in your 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
Nowhere near my 50s.
No, but by the time they're like, what? So 2 years, that will take you to like nearly 40. And by the time they leave home, they're about 58.
You'd be getting a bus pass at that age.
He's not making it to that age. Don't you worry about that.
God, in 12 years, I'll be, what, 49? Is that maths?
You hope.
That's maths. That works. So, I won't be 50 yet, and all three of my kids will have been 18. They won't have moved out because they know they've got a house for life here. But, yeah, 12 years' time, they'll all be adults. That means, what? 10 years time, I'll be able to drink with all of them.
What a weird thing to look forward to.
Having a beer with my kids. I think it'd be great. Just sit around. They'll start bringing wine home and stuff like that.
You have a beer with them as it is. The only difference is they're going to be drinking a different drink. You're going to be drinking the same drink. It's going to be the same.
Yeah, but there's a different like vibe and mentality when there's somebody else sharing the drink with you. You know, when I used to visit my mum.
Yeah, you're tight wad. Goodness me.
Well, no, like she would be like, I'd go visit her and she'd get the wine out because she had a fellow wine drinker in the house with her and no one else drank wine. And I'm just thinking, I don't have a wine drinker anymore because my mum doesn't drink anymore. I need one of my kids to grow up and become a wine drinker so that I have someone I can share wine with.
Just give them wine now. Embrace your French side.
I feel like Emily doesn't like it. I've tried; she doesn't like the flavour of it. But I'm hoping she'll grow the taste buds to enjoy it in a couple of years. She's got 4 years till she's an adult, so
just put loads of vinegar on her food to get her used to that really sour, horrible vinegary taste that wine has.
Well, I like vinegar, but I don't like wine. I hate wine.
This is why I think you should try wine as an adult. I don't think you've tried wine for like 15 years.
I think you'd probably like it now.
When was the last time you had a glass of wine?
With your brother and your sister-in-law.
That can't be true. I don't believe you've had wine. I've never seen you drink wine.
What colour wine?
White, maybe.
It might be a dry white, though, not a like fruity white.
I've never seen Anna drink wine. This isn't true.
It makes me shiver. I don't like it.
It's probably because it's cold white wine from the fridge, Anna. Why don't you have a red wine with me?
shiver, as in the taste is disgusting. It's the same with shots. I don't like shots, really.
Oh, and the idea of room temperature red wine is vile. I don't want any drink ever at room temperature. That is just the worst thing in the world. Great. What in what world does anyone want a room temperature drink? That's awful.
Isn't the curse of red wine. Warm?
Sorry, what's warm?
It's an eggnog warm.
No, that's meant to be.
You don't want it to be. The eggs will curdle. They'll go off.
That's an omelet.
Kevin used to make it.
Yeah, but it would always be cold.
You'd have ice with it. Do you drink wine, Pap?
No.
See, I need someone to just sit and have a few glasses of wine with. I haven't had wine in ages. It probably wrecked me now, but I say that actually.
And I can't drink wine anyway because of the medication.
And you had an Aperol spritz in Turin. That's wine, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's wine. I don't know. I assumed it was like wine and lemonade, like a wine shandy. Is that not what that was?
I have no idea. It was very bitter. Aperol.
No, you're very bitter. Your drink was lovely, I'm sure.
It doesn't look like wine. It's orange, for starters.
It looked like wine to me. Aperol spritz.
It's rhubarb.
It's a cocktail.
Cinchona? What's cinchona?
I don't know. You're the one who drinks wine.
No, it's just gibberish. It's a bunch of words I've never seen before. It's not a wine. It contains Prosecco. Okay.
There you go. Then that's wine, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know!
I've not had wine recently. I've had Prosecco, several times. So, yeah. Okay. Basically, long story short, if you like red wine and you're anywhere I am, listeners, just let me know. I like red wine. I don't know anyone who drinks it, and my children aren't old enough to enjoy it yet.
At room temperature.
Why don't you just get one of those sad boxes that divorced housewives get, where they just have the little box and the tap, and they go into their sad little cupboard and pour themselves a sad little glass of sad little box wine?
How many of them we sold when I was at co-op? So many people.
All of them to divorced women, presumably.
I don't think so.
I have a little problem called gluttony, where I couldn't have a box like that in the house. I would just drink it all in one night. It would kill me. You're talking to the man who used to drink pints of wine when I was at uni, because, again, I didn't have any wine drinkers near me, so I would go to the little shop next to uni. They'd sell bottles of wine for about £6, and I'd just take it back to my room and drink it from the pint glass. And, yeah, Jesus. It used to just be how I'd sit playing Football Manager on the evenings where I wasn't at work and stuff, and... Yeah, I don't do that anymore, obviously, because pints of wine are unacceptable. I also learned you don't put red wine in the fridge. You just leave it on the shelf at room temperature.
Yeah, got to have a lovely room temperature drink.
Heating it up with mulled wine, obviously, is nice. That works, making it hotter.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah. And make it even hotter and add, potpourri into it.
Yeah, see, this is why I feel like a part of me is missing, because none of you appreciate good wine.
Well... make it taste nice. If you make it taste of Dr. Pepper, then I'll get involved. What it needs is to be fizzy and much sweeter and not vinegary, and then I'll have a glass of wine with you.
You get sweet wines. I had a sweet wine.
As far as I'm concerned, it should be no business of yours what's in my glass. You drink your wine, I'll have myself a lemonade, and we'll both have a lovely time.
The problem is the etiquette of me smashing through four bottles of wine on my own doesn't work unless
four of them.
Hey, Kylie Minogue does an alcohol-free wine.
Oh, there you go then.
Isn't that called Ribena, Anna?
No, I saw it in the shop the other day.
And the reason I don't drink wine isn't because I want to avoid the alcohol. It's because I don't like wine. So I don't want... if she does a wine-free wine, I'd be more likely to drink her wine-free alcohol if she does that.
It'd probably be this, slur.
I mean, slur. I remember thinking that was wine and be very disappointed. If you can hurry up and do best thing from Bordeaux with me, then we'll go there and we'll just... drink a vineyard
drink
dry
wine.
Or something.
Yeah, no more exotic best thing froms now until the new football season, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, you need to be managing French teams next.
Look, I'm taking you to sunny Liverpool in a few weeks. You have to find some wine there. I'm sure they've got wine in Liverpool.
If anyone wants to tell me about Anfield Vineyard or something, then I'll check it out. Because I'm not going to the football, am I? So I'll drink the wine.
No, I'm not. I haven't told Anna that. I'm not letting Sheepdog come to the football because the tickets were too expensive. So while I go to the football, he has to sit in the hotel and wait for me. I'll let him out of the hotel. He can wander around if he wants.
It was voluntarily as well.
Too close to the ground.
I don't like "You'll Never Walk Alone" as a chant. It just annoys the arse off of me. And so I'm glad.
I mean, he says it's voluntarily, but if he'd have insisted on coming to the football, I probably wouldn't have gone on the trip because it was so expensive.
We don't need
to discuss how much that ticket was, Anna. It's fine.
How much was it?
We don't need to discuss it.
How much was it?
We don't need to discuss it. It's fine.
Hold on. I've just had a £300 injection. How much was
it? Well, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
If Sheepdog was coming to the football, you wouldn't have just had a £300 injection.
How much was it?
Able to afford it. Let's talk about video games, shall we?
Yes.
Anna, you've been playing a new video game. Should we just lead with that? Because I've done nothing. I've been in preparing for holiday mode, and I've done nothing but play Football Manager a week. I don't even know if there's been any weather this week because I've just been in here making Football Manager.
You know,
videos.
There's been weather. Don't you remember yesterday?
What happened yesterday? Oh, of course, we went to Legoland yesterday. We found a room full of PlayStation 4s at Legoland. That was fun.
Oh,
Lego ones?
They all had Lego games on them.
Yeah, they weren't Lego PlayStations, but yeah, we went to Legoland, left at just gone 2, and then the heavens opened for the rest of the day.
Mm.
So that was fun.
Which we spent riding around on the tube and walking around the O2. Somehow, between Anna and Andy, they've got it into their heads that Legoland and the O2 are anywhere near each other. So it's like, oh, we're going to Legoland. We may as well go to the O2 as well. A 90-minute drive. It was a 60-mile drive from Legoland to where we parked.
But you can see London.
It doesn't matter that you can see it. We left Legoland at 2. We pulled into the car park at 4. We drove 60 miles. We did half of the M25 to get there. It would have been quicker to drive home.
You could see London from where I grew up, and I still only went there less than 10 times, like, before I was an adult.
Yeah, but the thing is, Kevin has taken... We've been to Legoland, and then I've gone to London, and now Andy thinks that's his trip.
That was back when he was refusing to go to London, so I thought, right, on the way home, I'm just going to drive along the Thames and let him see all the sights. Yeah, it would take hours, but it might tempt him. And, yeah, it wasn't intended to be every time we go to Legoland, East London.
It's like you've not lived with him for 11 years.
Some of us, Kev, do journeys to places not thinking that you're going to tap the window and tell us to wait for the wagon every time for the rest of time, or you're always going to point out the same shop every time. I feel like you can't really complain about people getting it into their heads they have to do something every time they do a journey.
It was important that you waited for that wagon. I won't hear anything
else. Still waiting
said
for
about
it. It's been over a good. Decade.
Then you're following instructions. Goodness me. So Anna, video games, you've been playing one.
Well, I would have been playing it longer, but Amazon are awful. Stupid Amazon.
I mean, this is the fault of a combination of Brexit and the pandemic have caused that delay for you today. Because it set off... No, seriously, because it set off a chain of events that ultimately led to my bank card being declined over and over again at Simply Games. Because... I mean, let's run through the chain of events. It's really hard to get a business bank account now. So the bank account that I did have my business bank account with wouldn't accept me for the new business bank account when we became a limited company earlier this year. So I had to go to a stupid online bank because it's the only place that would accept us, even though we had 5 years of accounts. No one's taking on business bank accounts. So we've got this ropey old weird online one at the moment that only has a prepaid MasterCard as the bank card that works with it, which a lot of places don't accept. And Simply Games have now joined the group of places that don't accept prepaid MasterCard as a payment method. So it kept declining. So I had to think on my feet when it declined this week and find somewhere else to buy the game from.
Not Amazon.
Because I like Amazon, I bought it from Amazon thinking it was fine, and then you told me off.
Yes, because it didn't come until half past four.
That's fine. And then I had to launch day.
Yeah, and then I had to install it. Then we had dinner. It's just got to a thing where I've played it for about an hour, if that.
What game are we talking about?
I don't know. Something called Star Wars.
It's a Star Trek game.
Hold on.
Spock's Adventure.
I can find it. It's called Star Wars Jedi Survivor. There we go. I just went on the desktop to have a look because obviously.
What possessed you to get a Star Wars game?
Because I played the first one and really enjoyed it.
I'm surprised you would have picked that up. I've just had it in my. You know, you two hate all that stuff, don't you?
I don't hate any Star Trek and Star Wars. I just don't get into it.
When I was watching Picard last week, you spat at the microphone.
What on earth is a Picard when it's at home?
Yeah, see, I don't watch any of that. I used to watch Star Trek all the time. Like every, I think it was Tuesday on like BBC Two, I think. Yeah, I used to watch all of that because like my stepdad was into it. But it's a game that I played the first one, I think, I want to say 2019. And it's just like an action-adventure game. So, yes, there's lore in there and stuff, but this is a... Like, I don't know why every Jedi got like, killed. I have no idea why. I couldn't tell you, but I like that this is the last one, apparently. And I don't know what his mission is. I don't know why, what he's doing, but
it's
I just like
the game.
It's bold
to go where no one has gone before, isn't it?
I don't think that started Star Wars, but... Mm. Yeah, so I played the first one in 2019. It's now, like, available, I want to say, on both Xbox. Like, the first one on the Xbox Gold Live thing and PlayStation. And then played that, nearly finished it. And, like, this one's come out. I've basically on level... Like, you get levels while you get XP. I am level... 1.5. That's how much I've played. I've not played that at all. So you've got your main guy, Cal, and he's a Jedi, and you've got like a team of people. I don't know where these people are from. They just kind of turned up. I don't know why they're there, but most of them, like some of them join you while you go through the levels, so that's quite good. Like one of them's got a jetpack, so can like jetpack over big, I forget the word, big gaps, to like hit enemies on their head, and you can tell him to go over there and hit that person, and then you've got, who else have we had? We've had somebody else. Now I forgot what they do. But yeah, it's more of the same. But yeah, you basically, the start of the game, you're in handcuffs. You go on a really long trip in like this big like building. I don't know where they are. I'm awful because I don't quite know where these things are. People are going to play this and go, oh, that's so-and-so. I'm like, I don't know. It's just like a big building and then you're down like a really deep hole. And then like you're under arrest.
Yep.
And then there's this like senator guy, and he wants to give you to Darth. Is that his name? The big guy.
I think it's Garth.
Okay. He wants to take you to him, but before you do, your little robot, which I love. I love BD-1. He is like he has no words. He just beeps and boops, but it's the cutest. And he sets a like a an explosive, and then you start battling loads of stormtroopers, like the guys in the white, and then you blow up this big ship, and now you have to make your way around to it and get in there and take him hostage, and he's like, I'm gonna get killed, and then you might like you use like your mind tricks on him, and he gives you the password, and that's literally all I've done. So I've not done a lot. I don't know how far, like where you go. Like in the last one, there's like 5 planets that you went to, and you would go back and forth to do, like, because as you go through levels, some areas can't be open because you don't have like the upgrades. And the way you get upgrades is you upgrade BD-1. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, mm-hmm. he can open doors. He can scan like information in the environment. You can pop him, like jump up on a wire, and he whizzes you through the air. I do like doing that. You now have a grapple hook. Didn't have a grapple hook before, but you do now. Like, it doesn't, you can't use it everywhere, but you use it on certain spots, like lights up, you press L2, and you zoom up to that. So that's a new addition. You have a double jump now. I don't believe there was a double jump in the last one. And also in the first one, when you want to like climb up the side of like a building or like scaffolding, you would have to jump and then press L1 for him to like hang on. That's gone away. You just jump over and he gets on straight away. None of this L1. So like you would jump over, press L1, everything would like slow down until you press L1. There's none of that now. It's like it's seamless. You go up. You now have a climbing mechanic where you hang from the ceiling. So like in God of War, when there'd be like vines, you can now go around and get to other areas. And now there's different stances. So you've got your single lightsaber. You've got your like double long one, like a big long stick. And now you have double, like dual, so you can have two on each hand. You've got your blocking, there's normal. Obviously there's no up like skill points to like up your health, up your power, your force power, but obviously I've not seen a lot of that because I haven't got very far. But now instead of it just being like a bog standard skill tree, it like you've got like this circle and it comes out of the ground and it's like all these rocks that like connect together and you pick whatever. So but and like also like even before starting the game, it was like, are you on a monitor or are you on TV? So like how far you are from like the screen. I was like, well, I'm on a TV. Obviously it might be, I don't know what changed it, if you put like your on a monitor like nearer to it. It also had like performance or quality and things like that. I've heard it has been awful on PC, but I am not on PC, so I have not seen any of these issues that they're on about. And yeah, it has a photo mode. I've literally just seen it say activate photo mode. So yeah, not done a lot, excuse me. Just need to move. But I like what I'm playing. Yeah, not very far in. But I've got my backbone. So hopefully next week when I'm doing my business, I want to say...
Have you actually got that working yet?
I don't know. No wonder I need to go somewhere where there's data, where I can use my data to turn it on, which I've not done because I've just been busy. But hopefully via data, I'll be remotely able to access the PlayStation and play this. But I have Zelda on my Switch, so I'm going to play that. I'm going to hand you over to somebody else because I have to go and do something real quick. So over to whoever.
I'm going to hop in then and say that I played a new game that came out 10 days ago and I should have played sooner, but I just kept forgetting. I played Minecraft Legends, which I don't think anyone's played before on
the
podcast,
have
they? Yeah, I have.
No.
I feel like, I double-checked this to make sure that I wasn't just missing something. I hadn't, because I got it on Game Pass, I wasn't sure whether there was like a, here's a taste of it and then the game's coming later if you buy it or whatever. But actually, a lot of people are saying it's quite short. It is early doors, so don't go in expecting, if you're buying it, like I'm going to spend £40 and it's going to be my game for the week, the fortnight, the month, whatever. It's relatively short because they're releasing it in bits and bobs. But looking at it, there's a lot of promise because it's got some really cool lore to it. And I feel a little bit like, I mean, I don't know this for sure. And I was what started me down the route of researching it before the show to check my answers was it feels like it's set in the past of Minecraft. And I don't, and obviously the word Legends would make you think that as well. I can't see anything to say that there is a date on it where it's set. But the reason I'm saying that is because it starts with a video of like some villagers just chilling and then a portal opens from the nether and it builds that red thing. You know, in the game where there's all the abandoned portals that are broken and you can just find them out and about, it's like it builds them, but they're working and they're on like stands and there's all these, you know, steps and stuff out of them. and the piglins invade the Minecraft realm and start like enslaving the villagers and attacking them and stuff. And you're a player hired in to kind of go and rescue the villagers, defeat the piglins, go around doing stuff. And I don't know, it just felt a bit like there was, there's things in, I'm sure there was a badger in it, and there's no badgers in Minecraft. So I'm like, there's certain creatures in this that aren't in normal Minecraft, which is confusing. But it also uses the LAs in way more detail and interaction than you do in the current version of Minecraft. Like, they've added LAs in, and you can say to them, here's an item and go and find it. In Legends, they're like the thing that builds for you as you go around. So you're on the back of a horse wandering around the map, and you can just press like the left trigger, hover over some rocks or some trees or whatever the resource is, and your LAs will dig it all up and put it in your chest for you while you go about doing what you're doing. And then once you've got enough resources, you can say, build me a wood hut that's going to do something with wood, or build me a thing that's going to make stuff out of iron. And they'll build it for you while you're just roaming around doing your bits and pieces. And I was thinking to myself, if Minecraft the game added in that ability to be able to say, I just want a house, build me a house. I know that kind of takes some of the game out of it in terms of it's a building game. But at this point, you know, 9 people out of 10 who've in the world have played this game and built everything they've ever wanted to build. Being able to just have some blueprints where you can say, right, Mr. LA, Mrs. LA, build me this mansion, please. And they'll just get all the resources from your stock and do it. That feels like it'd be a great thing. Now, the idea of this game, it feels like, I was trying to think of games I could compare it to, and Pikmin came to mind, and I thought I was maybe mad for thinking that, but then I've just seen a review where someone else says the same, so I'm like, okay, it wasn't just me being weird. But you can build these little monument things where you then use resources to build yourself stone golems, these little wooden things that fire arrows, you know, iron stuff and so forth, and it, you know, whatever the resources you've unlocked are, you can build creatures that will be built of those things and they'll help you. So you can walk around with a little army of these creatures, and if you ride into a piglin base, they'll start attacking the piglins. You can attack them, you can start knocking down their buildings, different ones can attack different things more efficiently. So like the wooden ones can kill the piglins, but they're not very good at the buildings. The stone ones can kill the buildings, but I don't know if they're not as good with the piglins, but they, because it's early game for me, they're massacring everything. It's all been fine, but you're just kind of riding around, stabbing stuff and making decisions and resource managing. And it's a little bit like an RTS in that you're building bases up around it as you go, but you're in there looking at it from a third person kind of Minecraft point of view. Not first, Minecraft is first person for most people, but third person Minecraft, let's say. There's characters, there's talking, there's like a narrator called Foresight, and then I can't remember what the other ones are called, like Emotion and something else, something like that. But yeah, it's like a proper lore story of Minecraft and their universe, and there's lots of little intriguing bits happening, and it just seems cool. Ollie walked in, saw me playing it, and then he's been asking me if he can get it all week. I mentioned before the podcast that he started downloading it while Kevin and I were trying to record a separate thing. And it was like, mate, you can't use the internet now. But he was like, no, I've been wanting to get it all week. I want to get it. I want to play it. But he thought it looked amazing. It looks very snazzy on the computer. The reviews are actually quite appalling for it on Steam. There's loads of thumbs down, like really? Not recommended, not recommended, not recommended. Yeah, I had to scroll for a while before I saw a recommended. I would say it seems fine, but then I obviously got it off Game Pass, so I didn't drop £40 on it like everyone on Steam would have. So, oh, sorry, I punched my mic there.
It sounded like you were opening that bottle of wine that you were going on about.
Sorry. But no, I lost my train of thought. No, I think these people have obviously spent big on it straight off the bat in the past 10 days because they've seen it's a new big Minecraft game. And actually, it's early doors, but it's got a lot of promise. And I feel like they need to announce, if this is like a prequel, which I think it is, this is what it feels like. If they're going to announce it's a prequel, I think that's going to blow people's minds a bit and get them on board with it. If it's just a tie-in thing that's not really anywhere or anytime, then that sucks because it needs to, I feel like it needs to explain a lot of stuff. I feel like it'd be quite cool if they use this as a vessel to explain why there's portals there or why there's that whole underworld thing they've added in with the warden and that. I feel like all of that stuff would be cool. But I like that Minecraft's getting its kind of own universe and obviously the other game, which I've forgotten the bloody name of it now, that Dungeons. Was all right. Dungeons, but that was, I felt like I haven't gone back to that when they've expanded it. Once I killed the Illager on it, like defeated him, I've just not touched it since. Yeah, I'd be interested to see where this goes and what it's doing, because they're using a lot of the Minecrafty stuff in quite cool ways, like the blaze rods they're using to fire at you know, the piglings use them as weapons, and yeah, it's just using all of the resources that the game's built up over time, and the LAs play a big part in it, as I say, and it's just cool seeing it all be used by logic. Like, you know, there's the bells in the villages where you can ring the bells and then the golems come and the iron golems come and they kill all the raiders or the zombies or whatever. Mm-hmm, that kind of thing exists in this, and you're seeing it happen and you're thinking, or you're putting it in place. So it's like, okay, they're doing that because the piglins have invaded. Whereas before that, it was quite peaceful. So I don't know. It just seems like it's a clever vessel for giving the universe lore and maybe expanding on the life of Minecraft a bit and whatever. And yeah, I like it. I'm intrigued to see what Microsoft do next with it, because they've obviously put a lot in it. It does look very snazzy, and hopefully it'll be really cool.
Pabby, before you go any further, mm-hmm. you must put in an advert. Goodness me, you almost missed your opportunity, and that would be a disaster. You done it? Is that an advert? I enjoyed that.
I think so.
Good work. Well, in that case, I believe it is your turn to tell us what you've been up to, young man.
Is it my turn?
Oh, was Anna, are you there? Are you back? Have you finished your poo?
I'm back. I didn't need a poo.
Where did you go?
I did need to use the facilities, yes.
Ah, I see.
Kevin, what are you doing on the video?
What video? This is a podcast.
Kevin has got his hand up a character and is
I'm just sorting out Monster's moustache. It's fine.
Yes.
His moustache is a little all over the place.
Let's see. Well, yes, so I'm back. So I've played Dead Island 2 all week as well.
Okay.
How is it? I got that. Pardon?
How is it?
Oh, is it? It's okay. It's okay. I've played it all week, so it's okay. you know what I'm like. If I don't like a game, it just goes in its box and stays on the shelf for a while until I can be bothered to go back to it. So to say I've played it all week is like a good sign. So I remember back in the long, long time ago that Dead Island 1 came out. And it was okay, but it got hard. Like, your weapons would break, you would be put in like arenas with these big like bosses, and just I couldn't progress very well in Dead Island 1. It was fun, but I never got very far unless I like broke the game, so like got out of areas by doing certain things or just not going to that area and not doing that quest. But you know what I'm like, I do like a quest, so it pained me to do that. But this one has been fun. So you start in, I want to say like LA, like Bel Air. And each area is set in different sections. So instead of just having like one big open area, you are put in an area that has is just like a self-contained area. And there's things to do. You've got your main quest, you've got your side quest, you've got lost and found people. And you can do these while you're there, or you could go, well, I'm not going to do that right now, I'll come back and go elsewhere. So at the moment, I've gone from like Bel Air, I've gone Venice Beach, I've gone to like Hollywood, kind of like, you know, like where the Hollywood people go. I forget what, Hollywood. And mm-hmm. I've also been to like a studio area, obviously Hollywood and all that is famed for shows being done there. The show one, like going through the studios, I loved that because like you would have, I was in like this big area and there was like a big spider, like a massive mechanical spider, and you could use certain, you would use like the machinery and it would like spit out, like venom, so the zombies would melt, or you go over there set off the fire, and then he would set, like, stand behind the fire. They would come out, obviously, because they're mindless zombies. They have no AI, so they all just walk through the fire, which then obviously burns them and harms them, and you don't have to hit them as much. Because, like, in this game, the more you hit people, the quicker your weapons go down. And even though the weapons are doing, like, 400 damage, they are slowly getting degraded. Oh, gosh, sorry. Getting degraded, and obviously they break. You can repair them, but you have to go and find a workbench. You have to have the right materials. So, yeah, it's always good to have, like, an array of weapons. What I have found about this... not annoying, but I would say I'm 3/4 through the game. And okay. Obviously, like, you can make your weapons, but you can also make, like, health kits. And in the menu for the health kits, there's, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 empty boxes with nothing in them to craft. And I'm thinking there must be a way to craft other stuff, but they're not here. And I'm 3/4 through the game. There's a different menu to make your, like, oh my god, what they've got, like, your throwing stars and your molotovs and all things like that. There's a different menu your throwables are on a different, they're on the workbench menu,
right?
But in, like, the weapons area, if you know what I mean. But in where you make health kits, there's, like, 6 boxes all just got, like, crosses through them. I'm thinking, that's a bit weird. Like, if you could only make health kits, why put the other 6 boxes there? I just find that kind of weird. But I don't know, it's someone's game. Obviously, there's not bugs in it, but, like, I got stuck in between, like, a piece of pole and a wall, and I couldn't get out. I also was in, like, a big arena, and for some reason my block just got stuck. All I was doing was blocking, which is fine because it stops you from getting hit, but I couldn't hit them, and I just had all these, like, zombies at me, and I was like, oh my god, couldn't get out the block. I was pausing, I was, like, going straight to the PlayStation menu, coming back, just trying to swap weapons. Anyway, I got out of it finally, but oh my god, it was annoying. Also, there's zombies that explode if they get too close to you, which I'm fine. Obviously, they're going to make stronger enemies. But can you turn and run away? No. And, like, the only way to get them to stop and go is when you throw the stars at them, which is fine. But if you're surrounded, you want to use your stars to obviously make them, make the other zombies stumble. But then they have a timer on to, like, be reusable, and you're doing a fight, they come around the corner, and you're like, oh, for goodness sake. And you can't really turn, and you can obviously, you can run, but the quickest way to run is forward, which is at them, which you don't want to do. And there's no, like, quick turn to get out their way, which is annoying. But all that aside, I've never felt like I was stuck, if you know what I mean. Like, the first boss was a bum. I did have to try that at least 6 times, but when I understood how she worked with, like, the blocking, and where, like, around the arena there was, like, health kits, and just the way she, like, she would somehow, like, do a big stomp. Yes, that if I was blocking, I would stay stood up, which I didn't get for a while. But when she does that, all the other, like, little zombies, like the normal zombies, they all fall over. So as long as you're holding block when she does a stomp, you still stand up. And then if you, like, counter her with a block, she gets, like, stunned, and then you, like, you smack her with your sticks and your axes that have got fire on and electrical. Like, I do like when you've got, like, a bunch of zombies and the electric is just arcing from one to another to another to another. That was fun. There was, like, this bit, there was, like, a gauntlet that I had to go and run, so, like, it was just full of zombies. And I was just like, well, it's a gauntlet, there's only one way, so if we're just gonna throw a Molotov over there, they're gonna go for, because the Molotov, when it's on the floor, it lasts quite a while. So they're just all coming at me, and they're all just getting burnt and just, like, dying in front of me. I was like, this is easy. Like, how, because there's no like level selection on this. It's just one way play, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can fast travel. Like, for the first couple of levels, you couldn't fast travel, because I thought it was quite weird. Because I was like, there's a map here, a map of like everywhere I've been. Why can't I fast travel? After a while, it opens, so you can. Because like there's like doors and locker boxes that you can't open unless you find the right key, and that key might not even be in that level. That key could be elsewhere. Like, I was in a hotel and they had lock boxes in reception. I found two of them in that level, which is fine, but there was like another one to open, and I thought, okay, whatever, I've gone through this level, I've not found it, never mind. Went to another level, found it, and I was like, how, like, this key is for that level. So this crossovers of levels, that then you can open these boxes, and these have like better weapons in, or some like rare resources in, which is fine. There's also like, just, you have to have a fuse to open the doors, and again, in these areas, there's good weapons, resources, but you have to have a fuse. And the fuses, they say you can find them in the world. I've not found any in the world. I've had to buy each and every one from vendors. They're 1,500, which wouldn't seem a lot, but like, yes, you find money, but you need the money to upgrade, to repair and upgrade your weapons. So you want to put, like, I don't know, double electric on a weapon. You want to repair that weapon. You want to level up that weapon so it's the same level as you. You're looking at least 10,000, which is, like, you think, oh, I'll be fine. But it's not, because you run out of money very quickly. The way I've, like, gone about it, I'm very, like I said, I'm late in the game. And the way I found to get money is try and sell, like, your oldish weapons, because, like, you get a couple of thousand for that, but also sell your resources, because you can only hold so many. Like, I think each resource is like 99, and say you, like, you can go to the vendor, sell some of your resources for $50 each. Obviously, if you do a stack of them, you've got some money. But yeah, money is getting harder to find. Like, I've got vendors and they've got like weapons for like 20 grand. I'm like, I've got nowhere near that, and for the 20 grand, I need to upgrade, I need to repair, and I need to level it up. I'm like, yeah, that's not happening. But they do have good weapons. As you go on, you're not just using your electric and your fire and your blunt instruments. Guns come into play. So I've now got guns. In the first game, guns would be a no-no, because you shot a gun, everything would hear you and just run at you. This one, not so much. Like, not as much as the first one. Yes, you'll shoot a gun, but not everything will come running in that level, which is a plus, because that used to get annoying, because sometimes you want to do like a ranged one, because obviously you've got the ones that explode, you've got ones that shoot out static electricity, so obviously you don't want them coming near you, because they do harm you, so you want to use it. But yeah, they don't all come running at you, which is a plus. I've also now, like, I've got to kill certain enemies to get like their livers, their hearts, their lungs, their brains, and I can use them to upgrade my weapons. So like, I've got leech is like health from them. I'm not sure what the other ones do, because I haven't really looked into it, but I turned it on, went into the thing, I was like, oh, I now have these. I think they were supposed to click over, but I think because I played this game from launch and not shut it down, like I've always put my PlayStation in rest mode, they hadn't clicked in. But because I had shut the game down and opened it, because it was getting a bit janky, I turned it on, and then all these pink things pinged in. But yeah, it's a fun game. It's cheesy as hell. The voice acting's okay, but she just says some things I would never say in my entire life. I'm just like, sometimes the dialogue references you as a group, which is fine, because you can play this as a group and everyone would get the same dialogue. So they say, oh, yeah, they were good at what they did, which is fine. I'm fine with that. I don't think they're suggesting any gender or anything, like any of that. It's, I think they're just...
Well, I think that's also probably because you can pick any different character, can't you, at the start of the game. So
I think there's six
people. So you'd have to record different dialogue for...
Yeah, and you can play this through with all characters. You don't, like, I think you can only do a playthrough with one character, but if you could obviously play the game through again with different characters and they have different stats. So, I'm sure it all has different styles of playing. Like I said, I've only got the one girl, I think it's Carla, who I've got going on. And she, like, right at the start of the game, you get bit. So, obviously, you are on a hunt for a cure, as they do in all zombie games. Like, you've played Dead. What's Rising? The word? Dead Rising, and things like that. So, yeah, you've been bitten. You didn't die, but you're like, so you think you're immune. But there's a story coming, and I'm like, oh, well, this is weird. Like, I thought it was just go over here, go and get a cure. But then this person came up, and I was like, oh, well, what do you do? And then all these, like, strange images have appeared, and it's like, oh, so there is like a whole another story under what you're doing as well. So, yeah, Dead Island's fun game. It's very good. Like, I've no, apart from like the few bugs I've had with the blocking and the getting stuck in the thing, I've not really had any problems. I think it needs a quick turn and not be so cheesy. But yeah, it's the same people that made Dead. What's the game I'm thinking about? Came out last year. Dead. Dying Light 2. So it's the people that made Dying Light 2.
No.
I think. No?
No. They gave it up.
I'm sure they did.
No, it's the people.
Yeah, they gave it up. Yeah, number one, I mean.
Oh, the first one. Yes, it is.
Yeah, the first one was made by the Dying Light.
Dead Island before Dying Light 1.
Yes.
Yeah, because they took anything they made. Mistakes within Dead Island, I feel like they improved upon into Dying Light. Ultimately.
Yeah, and then they dropped it, and then it had like a really big, a really good trailer, and then it got dropped again, and now it's
tossed around everywhere. Yeah, it's been all over the place.
It's been a good 10 years, but yeah, it's like the first one, but better and more glamorous, and just has a nice polish on it, and. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think it sold like 1 million in a weekend, which isn't bad.
It's pretty good.
I think that's because there was absolutely nothing out neither, and people are just needing something to get their teeth into.
See, I think it's the opposite. I'm less inclined to buy it because there's too much coming out. I'm like,
yeah,
I mean,
last week. Like,
oh,
what,
yeah, I know,
what,
but I know there's stuff all on the horizon that's like very close, and I'm like, this game could potentially suck you in a little bit and be quite a big game to get through. And I don't know if I have the time to do this. And this is a game that is put on the wish list and wait for a sale. It's just too big with a lot of stuff going on right now with everything suddenly coming out all in the next month or so. You suddenly got into
that's
silly
the thing.
Season.
The games aren't going anywhere.
No.
They're always, like, they come out and hopefully they have a lifespan, not like, and then you can just play them as and when you please. Like, you don't have to play everything on release. I just like to because
I definitely would like. I think the fact that it's on Epic is putting me off as well. If it was on Steam, there's a good chance I might have bought it. But it's only on Epic on the PC.
Not on Steam?
No, it's only on Epic now. And. The rule is, if it's not there, it's not going to happen because I kind of want the ability to potentially have it on the Steam Deck as well. And
oh, okay, yeah.
Trying to get Epic on the Steam Deck's a pain, so.
I've heard. But that is me. That is all I've played this week. So over to.
Good. Good. I'm glad you've had something else because I've got nothing. I was banking on.
Oh, Pab, that's pathetic. How could you?
Listen, I was banking on playing on the Star Wars game, not banking on the fact that the patch would literally download the entire game again. 138 gigabytes again.
Yes,
that's like your week, did it, Pabby? You need to buy new
internet. No, I preloaded it on Wednesday. As I said, you can start preloading today. I was like, right, okay, great. And then, as Anna said, it is it's kind of a garbage fire on PC.
So
they are working tirelessly. And like I said, it was a patch, day one patch for it, but it is pretty much resulted
in
you
having to.
I haven't got a clue. I played the first 20 minutes. Okay. I watched the cutscene and I had to stop. That's as much
really?
As I saw. That's all I've played. That's all I see. I've seen the opening cutscene where you said about he's in tight handcuffs, and then your little robot fella turns up, and then you throw some fellas off the side.
Yeah.
And then then there's a ship that comes towards you and knocks you off a platform, and then you end up on the floor, and then that was as much as that. And I was like, right, okay, that's enough. That's all I can do right now.
Fair enough.
It seemed okay, but we shall see.
I've not had any issues.
I think they've issued a statement like in the last hour or so saying, we know. Putting stuff out on PC is hard. And I get it. Putting stuff out on PC is hard because PlayStation's a platform, Xbox is a platform, PC is 1,000 platforms, all with different specs, slightly different to one another, and trying to make it work for every single one of those probably ain't easy. So they will fix it.
But there's the thing is with that, which like I understand, there's no need to review a game for it.
No,
that's just what's
people.
Been happening.
That's just the usual. That's what you get from pathetic children who just don't get it. And you don't need to, like, if you're review-bowing a game that's been out however long, like less than 24 hours, you've not played the game to the full extent.
No,
you've played it
not
for an hour
sure.
and gone, don't work well on my machine, zero. You're like, it's one of them things, and it'll get fixed, and I'll play it over the weekend and into. Next week's show or whatever it is, we'll still see. And yeah, we shall see how it goes. Like I say, it is saying they are working on patches and make sure everything's up to date with your drivers and all that sort of thing.
Makes me wonder, like, what are they giving? What keys are they giving out? Are they only giving console keys out?
They usually only give keys out to consoles, realistically. And it's normally... Oh, I don't know. I don't know which ones they prefer these days, because it used to be PS4 was the standard, but I don't know whether PS5 is the standard these days. It could be. But you could just ask people, like, which one do you want? I don't know. But I have heard that it is sizably better on the consoles right now. Then again, like I say, from the 15, 20 minutes that I did see, mainly cutscene, it was fine. But
yeah, I'm still in the same area that you're starting,
who knows? The only other thing that I have played anything substantially of is Horizon Forbidden West Burning Shores DLC.
Any good?
I like it. I like playing this game. It finally let on to what was actually going on at the end of the game. Because I was like thinking it would just do a recap or something. I was thinking, I'm not going to watch a YouTube video. I have a rough idea of what was going on. And then they just kick you off and it just starts going. And then you're like, I don't know what these lot are alluding to. I'm assuming it's something that, and they did actually start talking about it. And I was like, all right, okay. That's what happened. That's what's going on. This is what's happening. It's all about the
silver people.
It's about one particular silver person. All these futuristic people, and it's all about one particular one and something that's going on in the world and something that's coming on, and I imagine it doesn't get resolved here because they in the week they confirmed that her that number three
yes,
is
they have.
Number three yep. is in the works. So you're like, okay, so
you're not going to get a solution.
Nothing's getting dealt with here. I don't expect it to get dealt with here, realistically. Even at the end of Forbidden West, the big like ongoing thing seemed like, yeah, this is a sequel territory, and
yeah,
it was like a sequel territory, and then there was like a little side note stuff. It's like, that's DLC stuff. This is your DLC over here. This is your yes. bigger. The bigger problem is over here, and yeah, I've enjoyed playing it. I've enjoyed wandering. I have been in photo mode a lot. I've been in photo mode a lot. I've been to the Hollywood sign. I've been to okay. the is it the Chinese theater? Is it something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been like to LA, LAX airport. I've been there.
I've been sightseeing.
I have been sightseeing. I like the fact that I sat next to like on the edge of a river of lava just flowing down this island, and then you go into photo mode and you can put expressions on Aloy's face, and then put her in poses and stuff like that. And I just enjoyed doing that. So just doing that proper like whimsical poses and like, oh, she's proper like
in lighting
like, in thought. She's in thought and you know, just like just looking at this thing, like contemplating the world.
Yeah,
this is what I'm going for. So I've enjoyed doing that. But other than that, the game itself is very much more of the same. I'm getting back mm-hmm. into how it plays. Getting back into studying the robot dinosaurs and seeing what they are weak to. I went into an area in the week where it was all human enemies. I was like, that okay. wasn't a massive thing in the. I feel like
no.
it was in the first one. It was in the first one,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it was a little bit at the start of the second one, and then I feel like it died off. But then okay. now there is a whole horde of human enemies. You're like, ah, okay, yes, this is how you do it now. I'm like trying to scan them. I'm like, oh, these are weak to this, this, and this. And I was like, oh, I don't need that. I just shoot the helmets off of them, and then I just shoot them in the head. And it's just pretty much works every time. Don't need to be peppering them with acid arrows for a number of times and electrocuting them or whatever it is. You don't need to do that mm-hmm. with these. Yeah, I have enjoyed just wandering about the ruins of Los Angeles, and I mean, have you seen any trailers for the new stuff, Anna?
I assume you've seen like it go through the Hollywood sign and her flying on the back.
Okay, so that is kind of a spoiler in a sense of
okay.
you get that bird at the end of the game, and the fact that they showed that in the trailer. It's not a massive spoiler, let's be honest. It is a way of getting about the map.
Yeah.
But now, mate.
Do you fly that, or is it automatic?
No, you fly. Okay. It makes traveling around the world trivial, because all you do is you go. I need to go all the way across the other side of the map.
Yeah.
Bird, come here. Up we go. Let's go and just fly for 2 minutes. And I just hold the button down and I get my phone out and just start looking at my phone, seeing what's going on. I'm not paying attention to anything. And then It makes the exploration a little trivial, I think. And I think doing it towards the end of the game, I was annoyed at initially while I was playing Forbidden West. I was like, why give me this now? I'm right at the end of the game. I don't need this now. But it made me explore the game. It made me wander around this entire massive map and mm-hmm. look around. And I'd use fast travel a lot of times just to get around the map. But then fast travel isn't precisely where you want to go. So you'd have to find yourself going off in different directions off the beaten path to try and pass. And you would find things. You would discover resources or puzzles or other things that you didn't know was there. Whereas now I'm just going right over the top of everything and just going to my waypoint and then just jumping off and just jumping off and gliding down and going, here we go, next mission, let's go.
Yeah, I think you can miss out on a lot of stuff.
Absolutely,
that's
what I feel like it is, missing out a little bit. But I mean, that's just how you play it. There's you can just it does give you a lot of it. The aerial advantage does work for you because you can see a lot of things around you. You know, if you go up on the bird and have a look around, you can see a lot of things much better than just wading through the forest, and you can't see anything that's in front of you. There's trees everywhere. So it swings around a bit, sort of thing. It's like it's either or. It's like it can work for you and against you in certain aspects. But I've heard it's quite sizable, but I'm like, I also don't know, because I feel like because I'm doing the flying around on the bird, I'm getting around everywhere pretty quick, and it's not massive. But I don't know. I don't know. We shall see. I'll play on because, like I say, I enjoy playing that game. And it gets me on the PlayStation, and I enjoy it. But other than that, like I say, I was hoping to play. I've played some Hades. I've played another about 80 to 90 minutes of Hades, which is pretty much one run on Hades.
They are, aren't they?
I got Hades on the Steam, and my save carried over immediately somehow. I don't know from Epic. The save, that's your save. And I know there was cross save added later on, but I don't know how it would. You need to upload it or something. It just did it. So the save was on Steam, and then I moved it over to Steam Deck, and then I played it on my Steam Deck in bed, and then I had to stop after a while because I was getting pins and needles in my arms because I played it for, like I say, non-stop for like about an hour and a half. And it was just... I like Hades. Hades is an amazing game, and I would recommend everybody play Hades if you get the chance. It's so, so good. And I was playing with a weapon I didn't even know I had unlocked, and I was like, ugh, I don't really like it, but that can sometimes work to your benefit, and you can get things out of it. And yeah, I like Hades a lot. It's well worth playing, and I'll continue to play it on Steam. It's a perfect Steam Deck game. It really is. But other than that, I think that is everything. Other than, usual stuff, but yeah, that is everything.
Well, in that case, I believe we'll wrap things up there, boys and girls. Follow us on the internet at MG UK Podcast, or follow me at Lelujo.
You can also follow me at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And this lot will see you next week, boys and girls. Me and Anna won't. We're on holiday, but these two will see you next week. You will.
You're
all fired.
Kevin.
Of course they do. We do it when they're not around. They can do it when we're not around.
Right. We do it when Sheepdog's not around. That is true.
See you in 3 weeks, boys and girls.
Have a good month.
Toodle pit.
Thanks, listen, folks.